We have everybody in.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's get started. Good morning, everyone. My name is Brennan Williams, and I will be one of the individuals serving as Development Hearing Officer for today's meeting. At this time, I'd like to call the February 26, 2025 DHO meeting to order. The time is 9:01 a.m. Before we get started with the items on the agenda, there are a few meeting details and operational procedures that I'd like to go over before we begin discussing the items. First, please understand this is a remote or an online hearing wherein all participants will be on video or audio conference. Because this is a remote meeting, it allows participants and observers to safely and conveniently participate. During the meeting today, please keep your audio muted and your video off when you are not involved in the case that's being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of today's meeting, and because it's audio only, it will be important for each speaker to give their name before they begin with their remarks. We'll also be using the chat capability of Zoom to keep you updated on which particular agenda item that we are discussing. The chat feature will also allow you to ask questions of the moderators, who for today's meeting will be Mr. Rodenbeck and Mr. Webb. I want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the hearing record and they are subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act, so please keep your chat comments relevant to the items that are being discussed. Next, as a note for today's applicants, please be aware that any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Rodenbeck routes the plat materials to the DFT members once a final PDF document has been submitted, which includes all of the necessary utility signatures. Applicants will then receive an email copy of the signed document. If your approval includes conditions, you'll need to complete the condition with the respective DFT member and then send the PDF to Mr. Rodenbeck to obtain the necessary electronic signatures. In all cases, the city engineer, Shahab Beazar, is the last person to sign the plat. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor today. Ms. Gomez, do we have any changes to the agenda this morning?
Yes, I have three announcements this morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. The first being item number one, PR 2024-010189 for bulk plat. The agent has requested a deferral to March 12th. The second item I have for deferral is item number four, and that's PR 2021-005479 for preliminary and final plat. The agent has requested a deferral to April 23rd. And lastly, that's for item number six. That's for PR 2024-010269 for DHO waiver. The agent has requested a deferral to March 12th.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Let's consider the request for deferral for item number one. Is there any individual from the public that is here or interested in speaking on item number one, which is PR 2024-010189? If so, if you would let us know. I'm not seeing anyone. Okay, the request is for a deferral by the agent to the March 12th meeting. Seeing no objection to that, we'll go ahead and move that item number one to the March 12th agenda. Next is a request for item number four, PR 2021-005479. Any individual from the public wishing to weigh in on the request for deferral? I'm not seeing anybody. Seeing no objection, we will defer item number four, PR 2021-005479, to the April 23rd DHO meeting. And then the last request is for item number six, PR 2024-010269. Any members of the public wishing to speak on that particular request for deferral? Not seeing anyone. All right, we'll go ahead and move item number six, PR 2024-010269. As requested, we'll defer that to the March 12th agenda. All right, now that we've got our agenda set, I'd like to address any members of the public that would like to speak on a particular matter that's listed, remaining matter that's listed on the agenda. If you'd let us know your interest to testify when the agenda item is called, we will be sure and provide you an opportunity to comment. If you're participating on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature, which is located toward the bottom of the screen. Also, if you're on video, you can literally wave your hand in front of the camera to get our attention. For those that only have an audio connection, that are only using their phone, please press star 9 on your phone. This will unmute you and again notify us of your intention to participate. Please note that while we welcome and appreciate public comment on these matters, if a participant causes disruption to today's proceedings, they will be removed from the hearing. Lastly, in the unlikely event that there are any technical issues with the meeting this morning, we will conclude the hearing and we will resume at 1 o'clock this afternoon using the same Zoom link and phone number. Finally, as we begin, I'd like to read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer. The Development Hearing Officer was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance, also known as the IDO. In considering all applications, the DHO and members of the DFT apply the standards and the requirements of the IDO as well as the city's development process manual when reviewing today's applications. With that, let's get started with agenda item number 2, PR 2020-003259. This is a request by Tierra West LLC, agent Donna Sandoval, requesting an action for a minor plat request for all or a portion of 1A1A Honeywell site. The subject property is zoned NRLM. It's located at 9201 San Mateo Boulevard Northeast and contains approximately 59.696 acres in area. Ms. Sandoval, are you with us this morning?
Hello, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Sergio Lozoya. I'll be representing Terra West.
Mr. Lozoya, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good to see you. Let me swear you in before we get started. Please, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do, yes.
Okay, Mr. Lozoya, tell us about the application, please.
So, Sergio Lozoya here speaking. We're proposing a subdivision of a single parcel, which, as you mentioned, is approximately 59 acres in size. The action will split the parcel into two, an easterly portion and a westerly portion. The westerly portion will be approximately 21 acres. The easterly portion will be approximately 36 acres. As part of this subdivision process, we've kept the original easements for drainage and sewer, but we are adding more easements to include fire access and a blanket drainage easement over the westerly portion of the lot to maintain that grading and drainage that's already existing on the lot. We believe it's a pretty straightforward request. We've also added an infrastructure list to include sidewalk. That sidewalk exhibit was included in the application.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Let me now shift to any members of the public that are interested in speaking on agenda item number 2. If you would use the raise your hand feature or unmute yourself if you're on the phone. I'm not seeing anybody. Last call for any members of the public wishing to speak on agenda item number 2. All right, let's move on from there. Mr. Lozoya, hang on 1 second. Let's hear from our respective DFT members, and then I'll come back to you, sir. Why don't we start, or let's start with the Water Authority this morning. Mr. Gutierrez, good morning, sir. Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez. I do.
Thank you, sir. Tell us the comments from the Water Authority, please, sir.
So the Water Authority has no objection to the plat. However, I just need to confirm that future development will not need any additional fire flow. If so, there might need to be some easements or something in place. I think that's really it, Sergio. If you want to just tell me if you're going to need a loop line or something, I don't know. It'd be a good idea to have that foresight now.
This is Sergio Lozoya speaking. I have Jacob Lieberman on the call. Actually, he just informed me that no additional water flow will be needed, but we will be replacing those lines.
All right, then with that, I believe we have no issues with the plat. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Let's move on to code enforcement. Mr. Boylan.
Yes.
There you are. Let me swear you in. Do you swear affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. What are the code enforcement comments, please?
Yes, code enforcement has no comments and no objections on this.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Parks and Rec.
Hi, this is Whitney.
Ms. Phelan, good morning. Let me swear you in. Do you swear affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. What are Parks and Rec's comments, please?
Our comments are that we have no objections to the action. The applicant has been working with us on the landscaping details, so we just wanted confirmation that that will be submitted to the DFT.
Mr. Lozoya, can you comment on the landscaping?
Yes, Sergio Lozoya here. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Thanks, Whitney, for your question. Yes, we are still working through the site plan process with the DFT, which does include a landscape plan. So that effort is ongoing.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Phelan. Let's move on next to hydrology. Mr. Chin, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in, please, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Chin, what are hydrology comments?
Hydrology has an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of June 18th, 2024. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chin. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see that your hand is raised. Do you want me to talk to transportation first, or you want to go first?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just got a quick point to make about the site plan, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay, let me swear you in real quick. You swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth.
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's your comment?
So I believe the site plan in this case is independent of the platting action. So there's really no connection with the site plan and the plat itself. The plat's decision or the decision on the plat shouldn't be affected by the site plan in this case. Just want to note that.
Understood. Yes, thank you. Good point. Where did you go? There he is. Good morning, Mr. Armijo. Let me swear you in, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. What are transportation's comments?
Okay. Transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated June 25th, 2024. I do have a question. Your plat has right-of-way dedication along San Mateo for proposed sidewalks, but it's only proposing sidewalk easement on Jefferson. Is there a reason for this, as the city typically prefers dedication over easements?
Mr. Lozoya.
Yes, Sergio Lozoya here speaking. Give me 1 second. I'm getting the information. So we were just taking direction from our client for that, since he is looking to keep a portion of this site and eventually sell the other portion. That was the way that we just thought would be the best. And we thought that would be acceptable as well.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. I mean, it's like easements do work. As I said, the city typically prefers dedication, especially when there's a platting action going on. I was just wondering if there is any specific reason. I mean, I know you say that you're looking at selling off part. Is the part that you're looking at selling off, does it have the easement or does it have the dedication?
It would be Sergio Lozoya with Terra West here speaking. It would be the westerly portion, so the part that is along Jefferson.
Okay,
That
so.
is the that's the one that's being potentially sold in the future.
Okay, Ernest Armijo, transportation. I mean, it works. I'm just, it's just a little bit unusual. So, but I'm not gonna hold this up for that. My third comment, you can go ahead and ignore because I did see that you do have an infrastructure list for this work. So, transportation has no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Mr. Biazar on the call? And if so, does he need to comment on this matter? I don't see him.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbach. I don't believe Mr. Biazar
Okay.
is present in the meeting.
Okay. And who will be Mr. Rodenbeck? Who'll be doing the planning comments?
Mr.
Mr.
Ibarra.
Ibarra? Okay.
This
Good
is
morning,
Mr.
sir.
Ibarra. I'll be doing the call.
Thank you. Let me swear
Morning.
you in real quick. Mr.
Sure.
Ibarra, I swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth.
I do.
Okay, thank you. What are the planning comments, please, sir?
Okay, I just highlighted pretty much the planning requirements that they need to be doing on their end, but I wanted to comment on three of them mainly. So the first one being that I know they're working on getting their MAFCA signature on the plat. Also, can you guys please confirm for the DHO that all the information that you guys provided on sheet one of the plat is the same since we found two sheets submitted? Is everything the same?
Mr.
Hey,
Bezos,
Marcellus.
go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Hey, Marcellus, this is Sergio Lozoya with Terra West speaking.
Morning, sir.
So I'm sorry, which are you?
For sheet number one of the plat, you guys submitted two of them with signatures. So can you just confirm for the DHO that all the information is the same that you guys are providing there? Because we were confused on, that you guys providing two instead of just one with full signatures.
Mr. Hearing Officer, Marcelo, this is Sergio with Terra West speaking. So I believe it's the same. That may have been just, kind of wrestling with the new system. I believe it was submitted through the ABQ plan. I can't see which documents you're referring to, that it was the civil site plan.
I can just share my
I got
screen.
pulled up here.
Okay.
So, Sergio, this is Jay Rodenbach. So you have this is sheet one that looks like you got the CAO signature on and the property owner signature on. And then you have another sheet one as well with utility signatures and the city surveyor signature. So, what Mr. Barra is just referring to is this is kind of unusual to have two duplicate plat sheets in the same plat. And he notes in his memo too that, we hope it's not problematic at when recording this, but it could be potentially. And we just need to confirm on the record here in the hearing that the notes on these plat sheets are exactly the same. Like, I think we can be okay with with these duplicate sheets if all these notes are duplicate. But the fact that you have duplicate plat sheets is a little concerning, and we just want to make you aware of that, and hope that you guys don't run into issues when trying to record this at the county, should this get approved.
It's Sergio Lozoya with Terra West here. So I believe the reason for that was that we received electronic signatures. Some of the people signing were having trouble keeping it on a single document. They are the same.
Okay, well, thanks for that
Okay.
confirmation.
Thank you.
And I want to just one real quick too. I want to confirm that. Let's see. Let me share my screen again. So we reached out to Jared Romero with a MAFCA because you don't have a MAFCA signature on the plat. That's typically a requirement before we'll even place your application on a DHO agenda. We do have written confirmation that. It shouldn't be an issue getting their signature after the board meeting tomorrow. But I just wanted to make it clear to the hearing officer and to everybody that there is a it's not 100% certainty that you're going to get their signature. But it sounds like it looks like according to their written correspondence that they don't see any issues with being able to sign the plat. And so just wanted everybody to be aware of that. And this used to be something that we were a little bit more flexible about in the past when it came to waiting for final sign off. So this isn't something that's completely unprecedented or anything like that. It just slows down the decision process for applications sometimes when we don't enforce these signatures stringently. And so in this particular one-time case, we're okay with the waiting for a MAFCA signature pending final before final sign off of the plat by the city engineer.
Okay, and one last thing, Sergio, also don't forget to put the project and application number on the plat and also on the infrastructure list.
Sergio Zoya with Terra West here. Thank you. We will make sure that gets done.
Was the last of my comments.
Oh,
Unless you have any other question.
Marcel, too, we also need to know too, there's and we need to share the infrastructure list. Anthony, can you share the infrastructure list with the sidewalks? We just need to note that there's an infrastructure list included with this plat, and that a condition of approval will be that prior to final sign off of the plat by the city engineer, you'll need to submit a recorded IIA. So we need to get that in the chat along with the other comments we have.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Mr. Lozoya, hearing comments, and I know you were addressing those as we spoke to each respective team member. Did you have anything else to add? Any questions that about what was discussed before we close the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Sergio Lozoya with Terra West. I have no further questions or anything to add. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Then we'll go ahead and close the floor on this particular matter. I'm going to move to approve item number 2, PR 2020-003259, because the application meets the applicable requirements of the Integrated Development Ordinance, the Development Procedures Manual, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is based on the following conditions. One, as mentioned by Mr. Rodenbeck, we'll need to get the MAFCA signature before final sign-off on the matter from the city engineer. We'll need the infrastructure will need to be included prior to sign-off, as well as a IIA. And we'll need to add the applicable project and application numbers to the plat as well. Did I miss anything? Oh, here it comes. Think we're covered. Mr. Rodenbeck, are we good? Those conditions, or do you want me to read?
Yes, sir. I believe we're good. Did any other DFT staff have any conditions? I don't believe so. If they did, please add them to the chat now. But I think we're good.
I would agree. I think only Mr. Ibata had comments, but again, I'll defer to DFT. If anybody had anything, let me know and we can wait. I'm not seeing anybody. Okay. All right. Based on those three conditions, then this matter has been approved. With that, we'll conclude item number 2, and we'll move on to item number 3.